when you take an old song or a not so old song that's kind of not new, and you remix it. You put it together a little different. You may add a little flavor to it, change genres, but you're remixing the song to make it sound new. And so what I decided to do for this series is to remix the last 10 years, some of my favorite messages, some of my favorite scriptures, and today we're going to deal with this third one, which is some of my favorite principles. Now, you have to understand what a principle is. You know what a law is. A law is something that you can't beat. A law, like gravity. It's a scientific law. No matter how hard you try, you may be able to fly in a plane, but the law of gravity is still going to pull you down at some point. You run out of gas, you're probably going to go down at some point. The gravity is like firm. A principle is something slightly different. Let me give you the definition that I found this week that may be helpful for you as we look at this. A principle is a comprehensive and fundamental law, doctrine, or assumption. A truth that is cause, effect, and nature. It could be in the moral, physical, psychological, or relational. That's a lot of like bigger words type stuff. But a principle is something that 95% of the time it's going to work itself out. In fact, probably 100% of the time it's going to work itself out. But there may be a few times where it's not quite that way. So like gravity, you jump out of a building 100 times, you're going to land 100 times. But there are some principles that are like 95% of the time, this is going to work out. It's cause effect. Let me explain this to you so you can get a little picture. This is not the principle we're talking about this morning, but it's a good principle. It's this. A person reaps what they sow. It's a farming principle. You know, it's in scripture, but it's a farming principle. It means to sow something is to plant something. And so the idea is if you plant a tomato plant, the principle is you planted a tomato plant, you're going to get tomatoes. You guys got the principle pretty good. You plant oranges, you get oranges. You plant, orange trees. You plant cucumbers, you're getting cucumbers. You plant raspberries, you're getting raspberries. But I will tell you, there are times that you sow, you plant your garden, and some rodent, some animal will drop another seed in there, or it'll come up from another year, a pumpkin. So there is times where it's not completely always hard. There are exceptions to the rule. But generally, 95% of the time, you reap what you sow. There's other sides to that, right? You don't reap what you don't sow. Or does that make sense? So if you don't sow anything, you don't reap anything. And so think about how this works out in our lives. So whatever you plant, you will reap. And so think about your marriages. What you sow into your marriage is what you're going to come out of your marriage. What you sow into your finances, how you work your what you work at here will show up over here. It's the cause-effect relationship. A woman reaps what they sow. You could take any with your children, with yourself, the law says, the principle says you will reap what you sow. Here's the principle this morning. We're going to take a look at this picture here to start with. This is one of my favorite little diagrams. Do we have it there? It's really simple, but it's the journey from here to there. We are all here, not just here, but you are in a place in your life. You are in a time, you're a certain age, you're in a certain situation, you're in a certain financial situation, you're in a marriage situation, you're in a job situation. You are someplace. We're not, in fact, the truth is none of us are in the same place, but we are all someplace. And we're all trying to get to there. I'm not going to describe what there is, but there is like our picture of our future. It's like, man, I wish we could get there. We're all traveling from here to there. We all want to get there. All right, so I'm going to tell you a little story, a little picture for you. How many of you are going on vacation this summer at some point? Three people. Anybody else? What I want you to do is tell the person next to you where you're going on vacation, just real quick. Tell them where you're going. Anybody? Tell them. Someplace. You guys know. If you're sitting next to your spouse, I am hoping that you had the same place mentioned. All right, now stop for a second. So as you're planning for your road trip, for your vacation, wherever you're planning to go, we'll just pick a place. Say you're going to Atlanta, Georgia. You know, so you have your you know you're in Big Flats, New York, wherever you're starting from, you know where your location is, and you know where there is, Atlanta. And some of you even know it's in the South, someplace in the South. And so what you could, you're going to pack for the trip, you're going to plan for the trip, you have your rental car all lined up, you have your triptychs. If those of you use those, you guys know what those are, right? The old school. You have a map. Do you remember a map? You have your map all in the car. You have your luggage packed, put in the car, possibly. You have everything. You have the hotel reserved. You have your agenda of what you're going to do, because some of you, I'll just tell you, there's two kinds of people. The people who, like, are busy on vacation, the people who just sit there and read a book, and they don't even read. They just kind of start a few pages. You have your plan for how the vacation's going to work out, and everything's good. And here's the principle. Let me say it correctly so you have it. It's this. And this is Andy Stanley. I loved his book. This is from his book. It says, your direction, not your intention, will determine your destination. Let me say it again. Your destination, or your direction, not your intention, will determine your destination. This is what he's saying. We will win or lose based on the path we choose. Let me say it this way. The most important part about vacation is the road you choose. Now listen to me. Just because you go to Atlanta and you grab a road that goes south does not mean you'll get in Atlanta. 81 and 95 both go south. They both end up in two different places. It's the path you choose that determines your destination. That's the principle. Does that make sense? So if you're on the wrong road, you're not going to get to where you were supposed to be. There is a young person in our church who just got their driver's license, and they were driving from their house, but they knew where they were, and they knew where they wanted to go. They wanted to get to church. And they had great intention of getting to church. But when you're driving down the road and you take a wrong turn, it doesn't matter how much you want to get to church, you're on the wrong road. You can't get there. Does that make sense? It doesn't matter. In fact, you can speed up. You can drive faster. In fact, so what the story goes is she's going to Big Flats and she ends up going toward Binghamton. And so it doesn't matter how fast you drive. You can try to get there fast. You're still getting the wrong place faster. Doesn't matter how many times that you ask directions. If you're still going the same direction, you're not going to get there. The only thing that matters, if you're trying to get to there, the only thing that matters is the road that you're on. Let me put it this way. Proverbs 4, 26 and 27 says this. This is Proverbs was probably, most of it was written by Solomon, the wisest man on earth, probably that ever lived, really. And the whole book is just like these principles that are supposed to be lived out in our life, all right? And he's just like giving wisdom. He's like this guru. He's sitting on the top of the mountain kind of thing, and he's like, I'll just give you what I have. You know, and this is the stuff that he has. Really, really good stuff. If you want wisdom, walk through Proverbs. It says this, give careful thought to the paths of your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. The path idea. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. He says this. Notice he could have said a lot of things. Going back to that here to there. He said, hey, know where your here is. That's very important. Or he says, know where you want to go. But the Solomon says, hey, you know what the most critical thing for you is right now? Make sure you're on the right path. Make sure you're on the right road, because your road determines your destination. So here's some things for you. If you don't like where you are, it's probably because of the road that you chose most of the time. Does that make sense? You have arrived at this place, wherever you are in your marriage, your finances, whatever. You have arrived here because of the path that you have chosen. Let me paint this picture for you. So financially, you have, looking at your finances, well, you probably don't even look at it because some people are so far. You ever been to the place where, like, you know it's a mess, but you don't want to see how messy it is? Like, it's like that bad? And you're in this, like, debt. You're living paycheck to paycheck, and really you're not even living that because you're going behind. And what I'm telling you is that mess, the place that you are, was determined by your path that you chose. credit card, pizzas. And I know rough times hit too, you know. And but if here's the other side of this, or part of this. We're all looking for solutions. And so when people come to me and they're like, I want to talk about my finances, it's a mess. We're looking for a solution. And we can find solutions for lawnmowers that are broken. We can find solutions for computers that don't work. But most of life is less about solutions and more about pathway. So going back to your finances, the goal is you're looking for a solution. How do I get out of this? How do I fix this? There is no solution. There is a path that you can choose that's different. Does that make sense? And so it's a long-term journey to where you want to get to. If you're looking for short-term, you can't get there. If you're looking to get from here to Atlanta like this, I wish I had that power, but there's no way you can do it. You have to go on a path. You have to go on a journey. Here's the other side of this too. You ever heard of the herd mentality? The herd mentality is, here's a good picture. If you've ever been to the Carrier Dome watching a Syracuse game, after the game, all the people are flowing a certain direction. You do not want to be going the other way when the crowd is going this direction. The herd mentality is you just get in line with wherever else is going. You get on the same path and travel the same road as everybody else to get to wherever they're going. Here's the herd mentality, though. The herd is not going to where you want to go. The herd is usually ending up someplace. In fact, the Bible says this. Wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many will find it. But narrow the road that leads to life, and few find it. He's saying, you know, if you want to get to wherever else is getting, follow the road. But if you want something different, if you want a different there, choose a different path. So let me tell you the path as I see it in Scripture. It's in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. This is what it says. I'll read it to you first. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him or acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Let me start with the last phrase. Do you get the word paths? And he, God, will make your path straight. Go back to that picture of here to there. This is what it's saying. That he knows where your here is. He knows where he wants to take you. In your marriages, in your finances, with your kids, with your job. He knows where there is, and he knows the path to get from here to there. In fact, he says, I will make your path to there. I will get you there. I want to get you there, God says. I want you to experience there. And so he says, if you want to get to there, here's the three steps to get to there. Number one, trust the Lord with all your heart. Now, it's not like this, I kind of trust you. You're a good person, so yeah, I have a trust. This is like saying, God, I give you the whole journey. I'm letting you control where the car goes. I'm letting you determine the path. I trust you. So let me put it this way. My wife and I we travel a little bit, and so we're driving together, and we're both going. We know where we're going. We're both going to the same place. But I have a different picture sometimes of how we get there than she does, and she kind of lets me know as I'm driving, "Hey, you may want to turn right here." And it's a path. It's a journey. But here's my mind. Do I trust her? Or do I trust me? And now do you see where the problem's going? So now it's not about whether you turn right or not. It's about whether you trust her or not. Do you get that? It's not about getting to the place. It's like, oh, you don't trust me. See, God says, I want you to trust me. There's this battle that goes on. When we're walking life and we're trying to get to there, there's this battle that goes on. Do I trust me or do I trust him? Can I lay everything out before him? Say, God, I have no idea how to get to there. I need you. Trust the Lord, and this is the phrase, all without reservation. Like you're just, you ever do the GPS thing? Like I love the GPS sometimes. You put it on. You don't even really know where you're going. Like you don't even know where you are. You're just like following step by step. You're just like, yeah, I have no idea. I'm in Elmira, but I don't know where. You just tell me, this is the address I'm getting to, just one step at a time. And if the GPS died, you'd have no idea. You'd be like, but this is the idea. Like one step, God says, I just want you to trust. I want you to completely trust. You don't need to know where you are exactly. Just one step, get on the path. Trust the Lord with all your heart. The second part says, lean not on your own understanding. It says, we like information. We like to know more. It says, lean not on your own understanding. Stop trusting your own thoughts. Stop doing it. Here's the thing. You ever hear what Dr. Phil says? You know, someone's like up on stage or wherever they're talking, and they're like, oh, my life, I do this, and this, and then Dr. Phil maybe should try this. And he's like, no, that's not going to work. He says, well, how's it working for you the way you're doing it? How's it working for you? Let me ask you that. You know, look at the place that you were praying for earlier. How's your way working for you? Is it getting you to your death? I'm just saying this. I think that a lot of times we mess it up. We like our marriages, and if we do it our way, our finances, our jobs, we do it our way. We may be heading the same general direction, but we're getting further and further away from where we want to get to. We just tend to, when we lean on our own self, our own wisdom, our own information, we just get it all wrong. This is the last one. It says this: in all your ways, acknowledge him. Or the other way it says is submit to him. In all your ways. See, sometimes we compartmentalize life, like we got the church thing here, and so we go to church because we have our path that we want, and we want to salt and pepper it. You know what I mean by that? Like we want God to make it taste good for us. We have the path chosen. God, just bless my path. Just kind of make it smooth for me. God, take the path that I have already planned, and I just want to do it my way. See, he says, I don't want to salt and pepper your life. I want to determine the path. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He's not a Sunday God. He's like an everyday God. So tomorrow morning, wake up, driving to work. He wants you to submit to him there. In work, he wants you to submit to him there. In your relationship, he wants you to submit to him there. In your finances, he wants you to submit to him there. He says, I want you to seek me in every single area of your life. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Submit to him. Place it all under him. All under his hands. This is what it says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Here's the promise, and he will make your paths straight. He will direct your paths. You know what I love about that scripture, by the way? It's so relational. Like, God is a relational God. It's not like he just wants you to turn left here. He's not the GPS. Turn right. He wants to not just walk you to that. He wants to walk with you there. Let me just change it a little bit. In the New Testament, there's a similar verse as this one. It says, Jesus has seen his disciples along the road, and he says, hey, I have something. Come follow me. That's really where he starts. He says, come follow. Do you know what the phrase is? Hey, trust me with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, the ways you want to do things. In all your ways, follow me, submit to me, and I will make your path straight. He says, hey, come follow me. Do life with me. Let me lead you down the road, and I will get you to there. Here's another way of saying here to there. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know what I'm saying? You want to get to there? You want to get to the Father? You want to get to life in its fullness? You know who the way is? It's not religion. It's not following rules. It's a person in Jesus. See, he's just not about like, hey, let's put the guardrails up and get you going the right direction. He's about, I want to walk with you through your life. Now, you're one of three people this morning. Some of you understand this concept and like, yeah, I am trusting God with my life, and I want to be on that path. I'm doing my best on that path. I make mistakes. But I'm living the path of God, and I'm heading toward the direction that God has for me. And you're looking back like, man, God, this has been quite the journey. It's been in and out. I don't understand it all sometimes, but man, I love the life that God has for me. It's tough. Not everything I agree with, like not everything has been smooth, but it's been good, pleasing, and perfect. It's been, I trust you. Even now, in the things I don't understand, I trust you. But there's two other people in here. The one is this. There's some of you who have known God's path for you for a very long time, and you don't trust him. You're going to do it your way. You don't want God's way. You know in your head that I'm going to do relationships my way. I'm going to do my money my way. I'm going to do my job my way. I'm going to do my family my way. I'm going to do all my life my way. And God said, but do you understand where that ends up? I look at our world. I look around, you know, watching the news, talking to people, and we live in a Jerry Springer world. We live in a crazy, crazy world. Relationships are crazy. I look at people's finances, crazy. I look at people's kids. I mean, the relationships, crazy. We live in a crazy world, and yet we're like, no. I still want to do it my way. You're living a Jerry Springer life, all right? Some of you should be on the show. And you're wondering why God's being so unfair to you. Why is God's like, I love you. I want you to choose the right path. Can I just tell you this? This is really cool. It doesn't matter where you are now and how far off course you are. Jesus can always come in and lead you to there. See, it doesn't matter. So let me put it this way. You're going to Atlanta from here and you end up in Alaska. Guess what? God can still get you from Alaska to Atlanta. He's that kind of God. He's like, oh, no, they're too far gone. They're here is way off, you know. They're living, their life is so crazy, they're beyond. No. God says, I don't care where here is, I just want to get you to there. And so God says, hey, I just want you to turn. I want you to, you know what he's really saying? I want you to trust me. I want you to trust me. Lay it down. Surrender the very area that we're wrestling. Say, God, I don't know what to do here, but I trust that you do. Can I just tell you this too? But a lot of times what God does it two ways. He either asks us to act in wisdom through like Proverbs and stuff, but sometimes God asks us to do crazy things. And I always say this. I tell my family this. I tell Gina this. It's like, we're going to act in wisdom when wisdom makes sense, but when God speaks, we're going that direction. We're stepping. We'll do crazy things. We'll forget wisdom. If God tells us to step, we're going to step, and then we're going to trust. And there's one other person in here. There are some in here who think they're on the right path, but sometime along the way, they're on the wrong journey. They took a wrong turn. It's almost a harder one is, you're almost driving like next to the road a little bit, the one that God wants you. You're close. You're a church person, obviously, so you're close. But you're still doing it your way. You're kind of just gradually dividing from where God wants to take you. Here's the principle. And I think we want to let, you know what leverage is? Leverage is using the power of it to magnify your life, all right? I want to leverage this principle. I want to encourage you to leverage it because where God wants to take you is glorious. It's fullness. It's shalom. And so if you want to get to there, you got to start with the right path. I guess I'll tell you, that path is one person. It's Jesus. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this principle. Kind of simple in a way, but something that we wrestle with. We try to do life on our own. We try to make our own decisions, trying to work our way out of things, striving faster. But God, I pray that we'll submit, that we'll trust you, allow you to be God, the God who sees it all, and may we lay it all down before you so that you can lead us to there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand with us.